See, if you have the presence of God, you have who He is. You have what He can do. You have the manifestation of His power to heal, to save, to deliver, to rescue, to preserve. Because God is here. Because God is here. And so here you have, this is actually Solomon's temple. Now, when we go over to Herod, took down Zerubbabel's temple, which was the second temple. And Jesus called it a den of thieves. So let's just take a wild guess and say the Spirit of the Lord probably wasn't there. I'm just thinking. But where was the Spirit of the Lord? Where was the Spirit of the Lord? Look at your sheet. Now, I give you sheets because I like them. Especially if I'm teaching something new, I don't have to work quite so hard and remembering my scriptures. Matthew 1, behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Where was God? The God of the tabernacle, the God of Solomon's temple, the God who walked with Moses, the God who took Enoch. Where was God? Where is he now? He was in his son. He was in the son. He came in the son. Those 3 years, God was in his son. Now look at John 2. Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, talking about his body. 3 days I'll raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was temple in building. That's Herod's temple. And wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body, talking about his own death. He called his body a temple. There was Solomon's temple. There was Zerubbabel's temple. There was Moses' temple or tabernacle. And now the temple, see, the temple is the presence of God. It's where God resides. It's where he communes with his people. And now it's in the Son. It's in Jesus. He's the temple. Now here's the one that's the persuader, to wit, that God was in Christ. Where was God? Where was the presence of God? It's in the Son. Reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespass unto him, hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And I love Colossians 2:9. For in him, in Jesus, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. God was in the Son. 3 years, God was in the Son. Jesus was the temple of the Spirit of God. And the Holy Ghost came upon him. And you, when you read that, Luke says he came upon him and remained. And remained. Now, you can't leave something and remain. If you remain, we know where to find you, just exactly where we left you, where you remained. But you see, the presence of God that walked with Adam and Eve, that took Enoch, that walked with Abraham, communed with Moses face to face, and was in that first cloth tabernacle and in Solomon's temple, and in Zerubbabel's temple, is now in the Son of God. Because God is working out his plan to be in his people. Not to be with. That was good. With was good. With is really good. But with will never be a substitute for in. You see that?